That's who's on the inside. That's why you want to get this word on the inside of you, because those words will justify you. Those words will put you over in life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give your tongue to the Lord and let him teach your mouth to speak. I'm going to say that again. Give your tongue to the Lord and let him do what? Teach your mouth to speak. James 3, 5 and 6 said, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great thing. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. And this is how all this happened. You see some people just going through. They did it. They didn't know what they were doing. The tongue did it. You have to give your tongue to the Lord and let him teach you how to speak. I'm going to say it again. You have to give your tongue to the Lord. Because he said in the next verse, no man can tame the tongue. Is that right? No man can tame his tongue. You can't allow pressure. Listen to me. You can't allow anger. Being angry, out of control. What is spoken against you, can't allow that. What you hear that someone else has said about you, even how you feel, or cause you to speak against the word, you can't allow that. You can't allow those things to rise up. God said, walk in love. God said, speak evil of no man. Didn't he say it? The Bible said, give and it shall be given. The Bible said, love covers a multitude of faults of sin. Am I right about it? Words, you don't condemn with words. If you speak the wrong words, it's condemning. Speak the right words, it justifies you. You can walk in the throne room and the enemy is talking loud. You can just walk right in the throne room because he can't come. Leave him out there talking loud. And just go right on up in the throne room. Hallelujah. Father, I got some praise first I want to offer and give to you. I got some thanksgiving. I want to declare something for my benefit, and I know you deserve it. You're the good God. You're the greatest, and I'm so glad that you let me come. You told me to come with freedom. You told me to come with liberty. Hallelujah. Somebody else look around and say, he don't have no right to be there, but the blood gave me the right. Hallelujah. And I begin to talk to him, Father, I lift you up. Bless you, I glorify you, I magnify you, I exhort you, because there is no other God like you, and you have become my God. You're my Father. Jesus is Lord, and he been raised from the dead, and when he was raised from the dead, I was raised with him. Now that I have found that he lives in me, and because he lives in me, I am more than a conqueror. I am who he is. So I thank you that sin, darkness, and wickedness, it may be so much in the world, but it does not rule me. Hallelujah. For I have been raised up and I have been brought forth in my generation that I may declare the works of God. Hallelujah. Because there are people need to hear your voice, need to hear your word through my voice, need to see my life through living your word. And I know that I've become a living epistle of the living Christ, read and known of men. Hallelujah. And so I know this, and I'm not moved by pressure. I give the Lord a right. Are you with me? I give the Lord a right. I give the Lord a right. I say to him what it says in Psalm 41, 141, 3. Lord, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. You help me, Lord, because I refuse to speak anything. Sometimes things can come against you, you know. Sometimes it can even make you angry. Sometimes it can get you upset. But Lord, you set a watch. Don't let the wrong thing come out of my mouth, because I'm not at myself right now. I need to get myself together here. I want you to help me watch what comes out of my mouth, because I know it will either justify me or I wind up being condemned. And I don't want to be condemned. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 3:13-3. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. But he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. I don't want no destruction. Oh God, help me keep my mouth. I give my time to you, Lord. I give time to prayer. I give time to meditation. I give time to putting the word into practice. Because I can determine how much word I got in me by how much I practice what I've been reading. Yeah, when I read and put it into practice, that word is growing in me. When I'm just reading a few scriptures every now and then and doing my own thing, the word hadn't got in me. But when the word get on the inside of you, you'll talk God language, you'll walk God walk, and you'll live the life God gave you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You'll find yourself walking in victory. Because the word of God has set you free. I've learned how to communicate. I learned how to deal with our evil forces. I learned how to speak to the enemy and put him in his place. Hallelujah. How did I learn it? Because I know I've been freed by his grace. The blood that washed me. Hallelujah. And he has freed me from sin. I stand in his eyes. I'm about to leave you now. I stand before him. I stand before him because I know Jesus. Because I have faith in Jesus. And I know because my faith in Jesus conferred or transferred God's righteousness to me. And when he transferred his righteousness to me, he sees me flawless. I am not guilty of what the enemy tried to accuse me of. I stand free and I will testify. Hallelujah. I said, I will testify in the midst of contradicting circumstances. Opposition. I will proclaim what God says I am. And I will remind them, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.